new Chevrolet and find new roads.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. I'll be the one. You won't forget it.
Ten turnovers apiece for both Harbor Beach and Peck. It's a two-point game. Peck hanging on to a two-point lead, 41-39. With a minute two left in the fourth quarter. Quite the game thus far. Harbor Beach calls a full timeout after Dalton Doki scores 2 points. And it's going to be full court pressure here as Kyle Abrega is going to be inbounding this one with no man guarding him. They feed it into Gallagher, back to Kyle Abrega, 85 feet away. Less than a minute to play. Kyle Abrega dribbling down the sideline against Devin Lemanski. Now double team coming into the corner to Adams. Back up to Kyle Abrega. Harbor Beach practically trying to find an interception here. They do it well on football. 45 seconds left. Into the corner to Abrega. Back up to Gallagher. Up to top to Dudley. And the call for the foul. And it's going to be getting Austin Seltz, his third, team's fifth. Peck will begin this one on the side with 39 seconds left. A two-point game, 41-39. Peck leading Harbor Beach.
If it's going to be a foul situation, Harbor Beach can't wait.
Gallagher gets it into Kyle Abrega against Josh Shelke, who dribbles it. Now we have a whistle, and it's going to be a push against Josh Shelke. He doesn't like the call. It'll be his second against Shelke and the sixth against Harbor Beach. One more away from free throws here with 35.5 seconds left. And we have a timeout called. A 30-second timeout called by Peck will stick with you. John Mooney, what is Jeremy Abrega setting up for Peck?
Well, he knows that it's going to be a foul shooting contest. And, we've talked about this earlier that his team is shooting roughly around 59%. So he's got to get people like Caleb Dudley, Cody Abrego the ball, and maybe even Tom Gallagher, because everyone else is a little bit below or at 50%.
It was 37-33 after the third, and it's now down to a two-point difference with 35 and a half seconds left, 41-39. Harbor Beach has scored 6 points in this final act, Peck with four. No free throws from either team, although Peck is one Harbor Beach foul away from 1-1. Gallagher inbounds this one to Dudley, and Austin Seltz goes in for the quick foul, and they take off a second and a half. Off the clock to 34. So that's the fourth foul against Austin Seltz. And this sends Caleb Dudley to the line for 1-1. 17th foul against Harbor Beach. Critical free throws coming up here, and Dudley misses it. Rebound, Devin Lemanski. 32 seconds left. Harbor Beach trails by two. Over into the right corner to Austin Seltz, dribbling. Right wing. He likes a three, but does not take it. Josh Shelke, 23 seconds left. Goes into the lane, can't get anywhere there. Cody Seaman now, left right wing. Into Dalton Oki. He's going to work in the block, nothing there. Devin Lemanski off to Josh Austin Seltz for three. This one's tipped. It's still loose, and Harbor Beach ball out of bounds. Dudley could not reach it in time, and it went out of bounds. 10.4 seconds left, and we're calling for a timeout here. And this is going to be a full timeout.
He has a
30-second timeout. So with 10.4 seconds left, Harbor Beach gets the ball on the sideline, pretty much in line with the block on the far sideline. They trail Peck by 2 points, 39-41.
Go for the two.
Oh, no kidding there. No kidding.
They've been going around that three-point line like it's nobody else's business and everything and taking that. And Oki, he's the one that you probably want to go ahead and get that ball into.
Do you put everyone else at a mid-court practically here and just have Oki go to work?
What I would do is, if it were me, I'd be Shulky. I'd be taking that ball in the inside and then looking to either take the shot or dump it off to Oki.
Regardless, it's going to be quite the finish here. 10.4 seconds left, 41-39, Peck leading Harbor Beach. Both teams severely under their offensive averages, but right on track with their defensive averages for each other. Cody Seaman will be inbounding this one for Harbor Beach. Gets it into Josh Shelke at the right wing. Now to the free throw. Back over to Cody Seaman. Thought about taking the three. Goes in for the long layup. This one's no good. Cody Seaman gets his own rebound, though. This one's no good. Still loose. Austin sells for the layup. No good. And we have a final. And the Peck Pirates take out the Harbor Beach Pirates at home. 41-39 final score. A barn burner from the first tip to the final second. 41-39 Peck over Harbor Beach. On the WLEW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops. We'll have an exclusive interview with Jeremy Abregu after this.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
On today's show, we're watching a human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the Thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors in Carroll. Looking for a bargain on a 2014 Dodge Grand Caravan with under 100 miles? Take it home for only $18,987. Or get a new 2014 Jeep Cherokee Latitude with a V6, remote start, and a backup camera for only $23,987.
Choose any Ford F-150 in the lot, and you may save up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81, or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Final score, 41-39. Peck Pirates take out the Harbor Beach Pirates in Harbor Beach. Not an easy task to do, and we're being joined by the Peck Pirates head coach, Jeremy Abrego, right now. Congrats on a beautiful win here on the road.
Thank you.
From the get-go, I mean, it was a one-point game practically the whole way through. We had 16 lead changes, 6 ties, but really you only had 10 turnovers, and when it came down to it, you were 75% from the free throw line. It seemed like you couldn't do much wrong tonight.
We had a tough game on Saturday, which prepared us for today, but I think it also emotionally drained us a little bit. It looked like we were moving a little bit slow out there tonight.
I'll tell you what, you know, it was like a heavyweight championship fight. It was a punch, counterpunch, and so forth. Is that what you expected tonight?
Yeah, I did. You know, they're a good program. They've had good teams up